Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
Welcome back to the program. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, hanging out with you here. Through it all on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Now joining us here on the program, he's been with you for a long and a lot of Wisconsin sports, formerly of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Craig Kishon joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Craig, appreciate the time today through a trying time across our country, man. We're all learning and trying to cope through it and find new ways, and we appreciate the time here today, man.
Not a problem. You're helping me from continuing an eating frenzy right now. I'm starting to get a boiler going pretty good here, so you're saving me for a few minutes, guys.
What are we firing up here, Craig? That's what the more important question is.
We're polishing off a pumpkin pie as we Ooh. Speak. So, you know, I don't know how many people have pumpkin pie in March, but you know, you do what you can, right?
You got to fire it up whenever you can. Now, also, don't just get this twisted. Craig Kishon having a couple of slices of pumpkin pie, Gary, before 3 o'clock. This dude's cut up once he takes off that suit jacket that we all see him on. Fox Sports Wisconsin doing Bucks and Brewers
hey, Craig,
coverage
you go
all
ahead
day.
And eat the whole pie. He'll be good.
Yeah, he'll be okay. Yeah, he'll be okay. Right. Yeah, I don't think he's worried.
Don't let him come on like he gained some weight. You know, he got a nice gym. He got a nice gym and some weight somewhere. You know, Craig, he ain't missing no workout. You know that, Billy.
I'll tell you right now, Gary, the one thing I miss are some nice cigars that I know that you have.
Stop.
I'm down to the Tipperillos and the blueberry flavored stuff from back in the college days, man. That's not a good sign.
That's not a good sign. Craig, obviously, difficult times around here. I mean, we all know guys in sports broadcasting, we get paid when there's games played. Obviously, a tough situation at Fox Sports Wisconsin since, but what have you been at least told about the status moving forward here with Fox Sports Wisconsin once hopefully we're able to get basketball and baseball moving forward here again?
Well, you know, I think the obvious thing on our end is, you know, let's get it going again as soon as we can and as soon as the country is safe. And, you know, that's pretty much our understanding, you know, at this point. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of time yet to go here before that happens. So, you know, I know there's been a lot of stuff out there about what our crew, where our crew is right now and the position that we're in television-wise. But, you know, I will say this, you know, it's we're not the only ones, and we're not alone in this battle. And it's just right now a fight for all of us to, you know, at a distance anyway, put our arms around each other and pick each other up. You know, I certainly don't see anything to be scaled back once we all get back to normal here. And hopefully, you know, that happens sooner than later. So we're all hanging in there pretty good. Like everybody else, we're figuring out ways through social media, picking up the phone, sending texts. In fact, you know, quite honestly, I think in trying times like this, you know, you grow a little bit closer to people, and I think that's what we're doing right now.
You know, Craig, I saw the Business Journal article, and Brian Anderson really went to bat for all you guys. Has to make all you guys feel pretty good when he steps up to the plate for you guys, saying that you guys should all be back.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, it takes somebody, you know, that's on top of what we do, and you know, he's our leader and has been for a long, long time. And you know, the way that he was able to put himself into a position to do that. And go to bat for us, and just let everybody know that, you know, it hits every end of the industry. It hits every end of what we're all trying to accomplish here in the world right now. And unfortunately, you know, this sports business, I know you guys have probably talked to this to death, but, you know, I've been in this business long enough for, you know, a couple of recessions, 9/11, player strikes, you know, seasons that have stopped and restarted. And through it all, you know, sports really has never taken a hit industry-wise until now. But more importantly, it's always been there for people as an outlet. And that's what we're missing right now. And, you know, to go back to the original question, though, BA's done a great job of he's in the number one chair. And he knows that, and everybody knows that. And, you know, for him to, you know, go out on a limb, and it kind of was a little bit, and, you know, we're very appreciative of that.
Craig, what's your best guess that when this thing can get started again?
You know, I'm not seeing before, you know, I'm not seeing baseball before June 1st, and I'm not seeing the NBA for quite a while. I mean, I think my biggest question mark is really what the NBA is going to do at this point.
Right.
You know, I don't know if, I think the logical thing to do would be, you know, if you wanted to crown a champion, figure out a way to efficiently do that. And I don't think it's going to include everybody. I don't have any inside information on that. But, I mean, logically, the further this goes into the summer, you have to prepare for the next season. And I'm myself am under the thought in my mind saying we all need to get back to some kind of schedule. We need to get back to something that says life is normal again, even though it's not going to be. Even when we get back going, but we need to, you know, look forward to even the NFL season starting on time, the college football season starting on time. Give me the schedule that I see out in front of me in the near future and tell me this is going to happen when it's scheduled. So, you know, people can start planning to have fun again and to get back together again and to socialize. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Talking with Craig Kishon here on the Wendy's Big Show, hanging out with you at 414-799-1250 as well. And Craig, I think that's the toughest part about it is trying to figure out a idea of when we're going to be able to get back to a sense of normalcy. But also, you know, in this business, figuring out what normal is going to be like and trying to find out new ways that people are going to adopt and different aspects of, I think, the next couple of months, the social distancing era is going to be what it ends up coming to be. But the restaurant game, how many people are still flocking to restaurants, or how many people, you know, enjoy the carryout style more and the delivery aspects of it? And I mean, even with us broadcasting wise, you know, how many guys are going to end up broadcasting from different studios and different locations because now we're able to see the technology that we have. Do you see this impacting our business more down the road or simply here right now today in the times that we're in? This is going to be the hardships, and then moving forward, we're going to get back to normal of 18,000 people packing Fiserv Forum, 40,000 hanging out at Miller Park, and, you know, a million watching you guys do the pre- and post-game show on Fox Sports Wisconsin right after the game.
Well, it's interesting, and that's loaded, and I believe, Matt, I've thought about every one of those things. You know, how do you get back to normalcy? And obviously, it's a process. You know, first comes to my mind is once we start up these games again, I would not be surprised at all if they were not in front of people. the live audience is only going to be on TV. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case at all, just to appease, you know, the health side of this. And then I think economically, I'm not sure people are going to be able to afford to pack stadiums and pack arenas at the beginning. I think, you know, people got, you know, to replenish their savings, replenish, you know, what they're doing with their families, where their houses are right now. Everyone's taking a big hit there. And I also thought, you know, one other thought I had just as far as where we are economy-wise right now and what the new stay-at-home order that takes effect tomorrow morning, you know, it kind of hurts me to see that the big box stores are all allowed to be open, but the small businesses have been forced to close. Mm-hmm. That's a very unbalanced line right there that I hate to see, you know, city of Milwaukee, city of Madison, state of Wisconsin. You know, small businesses are going to close for good because of this, whether it's small restaurants or whatever it is, stores, retails. It's just a shame that that only avenue is the big box right now, and you can't go down the street to your local place and still live by the same set of rules of distance and number of people, whatever it is. So I just that was a tough one to read today, that's for sure.
Craig Kishon, when we talk about these guys possibly coming back, baseball and basketball, how long do you think it's going to take both those sports to get ready when they say, okay, we're going to start playing games again, maybe in front of nobody? Is basketball a couple of weeks? Is baseball a month? Like, how long do you think it takes?
I would think basketball could move really quickly, you know, definitely within 2 weeks, I would think. Biggest issue with both is going to be setting up, you know, the schedule and that type of thing, just because when the green light goes off, it doesn't mean we're all jumping the next day into live sports again. It's going to be a process to get that stuff going, because we're living, you know, day by day or hour by hour sometimes with how the rules are changing. Baseball at this juncture definitely is going to be close to a month, I would guess, for sure. I would almost say that, you know, save your scripts from spring training, because, you know, we all lived the first 4 to 6 weeks of spring training with all these storylines. We're going to have to bring them all back again, because the pitchers are going to have to get back into pitching shape. And nobody's together right now. There's no real program for them to go with that's going to allow them to be on the mound. I will say, though, I wouldn't be surprised at all if baseball goes with the expanded roster. So you don't necessarily have to have and expect a starting pitcher to go even five innings. If you can get them to the 3 or 4 inning point right now, and maybe 3 weeks after you give these guys the green light to get back together, for sure, maybe within 3 weeks, you can start playing games with maybe a 35-man roster and get these games going, get the economy going again, get some people in the stands, get the games back on TV and get people back out and supporting and making some money again and getting normal. So that's kind of my thought there. I think basketball could move pretty quickly once they get, you know, a schedule set to whatever they plan on doing. And then baseball probably close to 3 weeks.
Craig, I got an idea, and it's not only because I'm a Vegas junkie, but let you go on this. If basketball ends up doing it, and, I mean, you know this, just think about the amount of people that have to be on the floor at the ready for a basketball game, you know, 15, 17 guys on a roster. That's 34 right there. You're already almost two-thirds of the way to the CDC recommendation of 50. But if they keep it in, they get it in Las Vegas, they have the two gyms there. I think it's the easiest way that they ultimately do it without fans. It's maybe not as strange as some of the players. I don't know. We're all going to brainstorm here and find new ways. But you're right. The most importantly about this is the economy and the aspects of it in that sense, that you're going to be at least able to spike some kind of natural money instead of some stimulus package that's ultimately going to brought in. Those are the real dollars and the real fundamental changes that we're going to need to get back to a form of normal. And maybe it's just because we're in it every day in the sports world, but it plays a dramatic effect. It has a dramatic effect on the world's economy, and especially this nation's economy, no question about it.
Yeah, it does. And look, we're in a world right now where we're living on emotion. I mean,
It's a good point.
Fear is the biggest thing that has caused this. I mean, there's the health issue, don't get me wrong, but fear has spurned where we are right now and where we are economically. And, you know, emotion's got to swing all the way back, and it's got to come full circle so we can get all that back. And believe me, these players, whether we're talking basketball or baseball, whatever, right now, I was on a show last week, and they said, what do you think the guys are doing right now to bide their time? And, you know, are they happy to be with their families and stuff? And I'm like, to a certain extent they are, but they're normal human beings, and they have emotions and how they get through stuff, and we have emotions how we get through stuff, and this whole country and whole world does right now. And I think, you know, emotionally, there's stuff going on here every day. We're into the third week block of this, and it's still the month of March.
Yep.
And they were still talking about trying to get all the way through the month of May into June, period, whether it's sports or not, just getting back to work. So until that happens, and it will, but it's going to play a big role in all of us getting back, that's for sure.
Craig, appreciate it, man. Difficult day. We really appreciate a couple of moments, man, and we'll talk a lot more going forward as the conversation and the human interaction is just fun, and always enjoy the conversations we get to have, whether it's about life, whether it's about business, whether it's about the Milwaukee Bucks and the Milwaukee Brewers. Still a lot to talk to about, and appreciate the time, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
You got it. I'm just here eating pumpkin pie, so call anytime.
Well, save me a slice, and we'll make that happen. Appreciate it, Craig.
All right, take care, Craig.
Take care.
That's Craig Cashon joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show and on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Take a quick time out. We're right back here on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.